I don't know, I'm a bloody foreigner, you see. This is not my language. I believe sometimes some of you will forget that. That this is not my language at all. Logically, this is my third foreign language. Forget about the native language. My foreign language is French and Italian. It's not English. I believe I have a silly accent in English.
That's beautiful.
I'm talking about it's a little bit. The shadow of the French is there.
Love.
Musically. But I don't know. What am I doing? And I don't know how you're listening to all of this. Especially when the subject is this. Normal subject, okay. But I don't know how I'm handling this. But I'm trying my best. That counts. Okay. Any questions?
No.
My question? Where are we? What are we talking about?
We are bewildered.
Really? Talking about four burdens?
Yes, we are bewildered. Honestly, we don't know what we are talking about. That's the first problem. Second is we don't know how to say it. Third, we don't know what we're listening to. Because you're not listening to what I'm talking about. You're listening to yourself. Talking over there, analyzing, doing this and that. And what's the outcome of that? God knows. And this is the subject that we were talking. I only remember last time we talked about it a little bit. Do you? What was the subject last time?
We were talking about four birds. Was part of the subject. And we were talking about this fellow who went to visit himself.
And the rest of it is coming, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, as usual, let's go back. I believe we read only two paragraphs, right? What was these two paragraphs about? It's very important to me because my expectation for book five was different. Because when I was a child and I was reading this book, it was completely a different story. You're listening to the stories and explanation and blah, blah, blah. Later on, when I started to teach, writing at book five, everything was somehow unbalanced. Something was missing. Then, clicked, because this is what the subject is. The reader, not... It's not knowing. It's knowing that you don't know. And it's a hell of a difference over there. This is something that I insist. You will put it in and save it for good. This is what it is. Book 1, 2, 3, 4. We talked about physical existence and what we should do. We started with the problem we have. You remember, first book, first story, first paragraph was that the rule is good, but don't forget the exception. And over there we didn't talk that much about the exception. Last time I believe I gave you a couple of sentences about it. One of the most important thing about the exception is you. we want to understand this lady. How do we do it? We go through the rules of what we know about the human being, what do we know about the behavior, blah, 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 all of that, right? But at the end of the day, none of those rules are really important even, because this lady is unique. It's only this. And it goes further. In our time, we understand that galaxies, there is no two equal galaxies. Is there? There is no equal subatomic particles even. There is no equality in this universe. Every single little part of it, or any combination of these parts, are unique. Means there is no rule at all. There is only one rule, exception. Exception is the rule. Means what? Means whatever I understand as rules are just a piece of it. And the generality, I don't get it. So the best thing is to understand it really. That whatever I look and I understand, and with the knowledge I discover, these are little details of information. The main thing is the uniqueness of every one of us. We are not equal. Aha! Could you swallow it? We are not equal. In society, logically, we are fighting for equality, right? And sometimes we forget. Over there we talk about equality of using or being used with the social law. Whatever law we create, we should be equal. But are we really equal? First of all, if you have really blocked attentions, man and a woman are two different species. That's what masculine and feminine is all about. They are different, right? Legally, yes, we should be equal, all of us. That's the law that we created. But when it comes to the nature, there is no rule over there. Everything is exceptional. So what shall we do? This is what bewilderment is to me. Right? Okay. Then I look at this guy. The first paragraph. He talks about what? Here, it reminds me the beginning of book two. Do you remember the opening of book two, which was different? There was one poem over there, and there was an enormous explanation about qadar, the proportion. What was that long sentence about? Do you remember? He talked about, oh, listen, in this universe, there is a rule. Everything should have a size. Let me talk about this ring in the nose of the camel. Blah, 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 blah. So everything has a limitation, except one thing. And that was what he was saying. Except the thing that he gives to us. There is no limit over there. There is no size. Over there, he told us about this exception. Here, he went right back to that somehow. He started to say, oh, Esamuddin, you're my dear, and I want to really talk positive about you. But how could it be? Because no matter what I describe, you are much better than that. Because I would talk about this and that, the details. You are that fellow. So What can I do? This was the beginning of it, that appreciation or praising is not enough. To arrive to one verse, which was the solution, that, okay, this I cannot talk about to dispute it because the jealousy and others, and they don't understand. But I remember that although this intellect is too weak to declare, but we have to try our best in it. This was the first thing here, that listen, we are going to describe something which is not understandable, is beyond understanding. This is something that we cannot really explain, but what? But we have to try to do it. So remember, this book is just trying. Up to here, Rumi knew exactly what he should say. Here he said, we will try it. Then the second paragraph was yes. He said, okay, what is the difficulty? The difficulty is that you are involved in logical thinking. When we want to talk about beyond the logic, you should be able to switch off that thinking system. What is that thinking system? So there are four birds over there. These four birds, they will give you your animality. That's the function of the animal. What is it? Do you remember? An animal, a living creature, wants to live forever, wants to have everything from everywhere, wants to show off. All that. That's it. But you want to understand beyond the logic, you should immigrate to beyond the logic. That's what Abraham is all about, immigration. Going from somewhere to somewhere. Not traveling, not having your luggages, no, even kill your son. Nothing should follow. You should go through the fire and be changed. That transformation is necessary here to understand what we are talking about. Because I want to talk beyond this logic. So first, let's get rid of this logic. How? Logically, you cannot. How could you? In the first good part of this book, he tries to give you a feeling about these four birdies. Then you don't like them. So you would like to distance yourself a little bit. That's the rule. So he said, listen. First of all, you are the Khalil of the time. Forget about the history and historical evaluation and all of that. You want to understand beyond the logic? Okay. You are the Khalil of the time, and you are the son of brightness and understanding. 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 Understanding.